You see, we are breaking in new shoes, yes? In fact, there is good reason to celebrate. There is good reason to come on board. For each of you are entitled to further orchestration of your wealth. It sounds nifty. It sounds forthright. It sounds amusing, yes? You see, each of you have a pocket of change. Each of you have a spare roll of dimes and quarters and so forth. You see, each of you have been gifted with many gifts that are left for your awareness, left for your arriving, left for you on purpose. Now, as you move through the field of illumination, you are going to find pockets of difficulty, pockets of energies that are not quite amusing. And you look up, asking for relief. And we say, you're entitled for mirth, you're entitled for joy, you're entitled for transformation. The bottom line, dear ones, is we are asking you, if you will, to dig a little deeper. Remember that pocket of change in the bottom, the rolls of quarters and dimes. In fact, each of you are seeking new horizons, seeking new conquests, and seeking new places of exploration. That is what we would like to address this evening because, in fact, you are due to arrive. You are due to arrive for an unfoldment of truth, an unfoldment of love, an unfoldment of your true worth. Now, many of you have noticed worth in others. You have noticed worth in ascended beings. You have noticed worth in those that you look up to and admire. We ask you, therefore, to catch a train on the holy awareness that this worth that you are seeking, that you are admiring, that you are noticing, in fact, is about to unfold within self, within you. In fact, you have been looking in the mirror, prince and princess. Understand? That is what your empowerment is about. That is what the sign of change is all about. You see, these energies, they come early, they come often, and they come seeking to be at one with you. Now, as you will brush them off, as you will say, oh, you must mean the neighbor a few doors down, you will miss the gift, you will miss the opportunity, you will miss the party. And we say this is hardly appropriate for a being of light such as yourself. We ask you, therefore, to stand still, to stand tall, to stand proud, and to research self. In other words, what is it that you are so sure you are lacking? From our holy awareness and perspective, there is only wealth, there is only love, there is only illumination. We ask you to be quite the self-determining prodigy. In other words, you determine your wealth, understand? You are entitled at this time, therefore, of an upgrade of understanding. Now, we are not saying an upgrade of energies. The energies have already been foretold, the energies have already been gifted. The energies have already arrived. They will continue to arrive and so forth. But we are asking you to stand still, to stand tall, to stand proud, and open up to your good lion's share that is already due you. That is already the change at the bottom of the purse, remember? You are each entitled to honor yourselves in a new way, in a new forecast, in a new state of true reality. You see, as you receive our gifts, the energetic exchange of wisdom, of light, of a holy awareness, you lighten up. Now, what we provide, you may say, is a bit of the benchmark, is a bit of a mirror, is a bit of truth for you to understand what you are entitled to, oh, a little bit better. Because as you are most willing to accept our gift and our offer, we notice that you are sitting up a little bit more erect, understand? It feels good to feel proud. It feels good to feel at one with your truth. Now, what we are alerting you to is your divine right to stand tall, to stand upright at all times. In other words, no matter the occurrences, no matter the dance of the egoic dream, there is always a reason to enlighten yourself, to enlighten your consciousness, to illuminate circumstances and find your truth. Now, at times we have to knock on our channeler's door. Sometimes we have to give it a nudge. Sometimes we have to bellow. You see, she is hurting. She has been knocked down. She feels temporarily broken. Now, we pick on her, shall we say, for educational purposes only. In fact, she is our star pupil, but she is taking the course as each of you. In fact, you may say that we program her on purpose. In other words, we see where she gets blocked and we fine-tune our activations accordingly, because in fact, she is just a sample of what it is you are each attending to. And as we seek to bring forth a broadcast of mass consciousness exchange, we do well to serve her needs, to watch how she works with the various energies, the various opportunities, shall we say. Sometimes they knock her down, but again, she arises over and over. Now, when we tune into each of you, we have the same consequence. There are times you remember to drink up. In other words, imagine a brew imbued with light. Imagine how easy it would be to just take that magic pill, to just take that holy drink and simply arrive. What we are alerting you to, what we are suggesting, is your early traveling guide in your holy awareness and delight that in fact it is this easy. It is not that you are taking anything in the physical sense, but you are promoted and you have the good capacity and the free will to enjoy a good ride. We ask you therefore to receive this challenge, to receive this invitation, to receive this opening with delight. As you open up to the various energies afoot, you are feeling the energy, yes? Indeed, each of you are growing. You are growing in height. You are growing in frequency. You are growing in the emanation of love. Now, this is your holy right to enjoy. This is your holy right to extend yourself bravely, proudly, easily. You see, this is the gift that is to be given. It is to be given at a moment's notice. It requires your energy exchange, however. It requires your decision. It requires you delighting self. Understand? Did you hear the play on words? In other words, as you tune to your own light, as you tune to your highest broadcast, as you tune to the atonement of all, in fact, all is given. It is for you, dear ones, to remember to turn on the light. It is for you, dear ones, to remember who you are. In fact, you are the human. You are brimming, looking beautifully, shall we say, with beautiful colors of delight. If you could see the swirl of energies that are happening, you would never fear again. You wouldn't even believe in it. It is because you still attend to the physicality that you have some questions, you have some doubts, you still have trouble trusting the process. What if we told you it is simply a matter of opening up to this trust, to trust that which you are, to touch that, to trust that which you have been given? In fact, that is what is occurring. Day by day, as you meet the challenges, open up, remember, believe that it is an opportunity to trust. You see, each of you have been imbued with wisdom beyond your current expectation. Each of you have been imbued with the energies of love. The Christ, you understand you are on purpose for saluting this master within, for getting to know thyself better, for getting to be one with this inner glow of truth. We delight in serving the masters in this venue. We delight in serving your higher self. We delight in helping you to serve your most high self. And so it is. So they're asking us, if we will, to just take a moment and allow ourselves to receive this gift of light. They're coming one by one and affording us this opportunity to establish contact with our highest, most truth. And so there is a bit of an overlay or an energy offering that is occurring for each of us to reach our next plateau, our next stretch, our next newest vibrational pull. And as we come into agreement and say yes, there is a clapping that is occurring that is signaling our readiness. We have opportunity, therefore, to extend our understanding of self. They're saying to imagine where you feel your head to be, and to imagine this energy illuminating above the head. Imagine this to be your true self. In other words, to see that energy as an aspect of our own very nature, our own very self, so that in fact it is like the child or adolescent that has grown a wee bit taller overnight. To engage with yourself as such, so that you have great understanding, great respect for the self, for the totality of self, not just the physicality, but the whole self. You see, dear ones, as you open up to this exchange of truth, you have the opportunity to be at one with your light, with your totality. That is where you are going. You are dreaming in the beauty of your true self. Now, as you lean simply on the physical remembrances, the memories and such, you understand, yes, that it is a quite limited stance that is occurring. We ask you, therefore, often to engage in the energy practice of the extension of self. Do you not feel a bit taller? You can also play with this energetically in terms of elongating your auric field so that you feel your presence a bit further out than the physical body, than the arms, the chest cavity, and so forth. Again, to establish this residence, this new understanding of self, to be much more than just the legs, much more than just the body, much more than just the head. As you do, it will be a very important reminder to suit up. In other words, to extend yourself in a multidimensional capacity. There is no one in this room without exception that doesn't have opportunity to adjust to this point of focus. The point of focus normally attended to by a human is quite limiting, yes? It is a bit like the repeat button over and over and over. What we are doing, dear ones, is attending to your totality, to upgrade you, if you will, to help you stand tall and proud in your own truth. Now, as we conclude with this activation, we are coming to admire your true self. Now, as we admire, we bring forth the awareness of this multiverse that you are truly swimming in. This is being provided for each of you as an activation to alert you to that which is truly occurring. It provides you with a bit more of a magnified focus so that you can tune in and feel this energetic surge. Perhaps you simply feel a bit of strength, perhaps some light, perhaps some colors. Perhaps nothing at all. Do not rest simply upon the psychic phenomena. You're moving to a place where you simply feel more comfortable, most comfortable, being in your true bodysuit. This is what is occurring and is unfolding in a very natural sequence. You are coming upon an opportunity that is not to be missed. You are coming upon a choice, shall we say, a fork in the road. There are those that are going to be dismissing this opportunity. They are too interested in continuing with the egoic linear dance. There are those that are quite ready for it, preparing for it, almost like an Olympian athlete might. These are the ones that we wish to assist. You see, there is no limit to the assistance that can be provided for one that is interested in their light. If you are not interested, there is not much we can do. It is a bit of the energy exchange. In other words, you provide the interest, you provide the willingness of focus, and we can provide the overlay. If there is no interest or attunement, attuning to this level of self, then we have to wait and wait patiently. Sometimes we wait years. Sometimes we wait lifetimes. Sometimes we wait a matter of days. It really depends on your readiness. We cannot emphasize this enough of how much of this is dependent upon you. There is no outside, even spiritual hierarchy or committee that has a forecast that is more prepared or more eloquent in its fullness and accuracy as yours. In other words, we can guesstimate where you are going, but you are the ones driving and have the ultimate choice. We have ones that are quite sincere, but suddenly pull over in the side of the road, perhaps for days, perhaps for months, perhaps for the rest of their lifetime. And we must wait, and wait we shall. We bring this to your awareness because it is time for decision making. Now there is no error, but it is time, for there is movement of the cosmos. You all are in sync with this, yes? And so with the change of the energies, with the change of the offerings, comes opportunity. That is what we are alerting each of you to, is the opportunity that is at hand. As we seal this activation, we bring forth such an opportunity. It is for you to decide without judgment, without recourse. Shall you stay or shall you go? As you continue with this exercise at will, at play, you will find yourself moving into a new field of consciousness. So we recommend playing often, and we do emphasize to play. This should not be work. This should not be one more thing to do on your to-do list, oh dear. This should be cause for celebration. You are uniting with your true self. And so it is. All right, everybody. So that was, I thought we were done and they came back. So we are, oh my God, I love this. I love this pattern right here. We are going to proceed in our normal fashion. You're invited to ask a question and or they will simply share what's for your best and highest good to receive. So I guess we'll start with Stephen.
No, I want to go last.
You want to go last. So we're going to start with Cheryl.
I knew you were going to do that. I did it before too. So.
Okay.
Take a message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
My mom and sweetheart. Okay, so we're going to do that one more time. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
Thank you. Cheryl, say it one more time.
Cheryl.
Thank you. I can feel the energy of it. I just, oh gosh. Give me one quick second. I'm gonna come back to you. I'm gonna ask them just to reconfigure it. It has to do with what you're willing to recognize, what you're willing to shell out. But give me one second. I hate to give up and come back. But I'm going to do that. It'll just come through more fluently. Hi.
I hope you can get something from me. I'm all hyped up.
You're hyped
I'm
up?
Driving.
Oh, my
goodness.
I
pulled out of my driveway and I forgot I had a purple, a purple bath rug drying on the top of my car in the garage. And so I mean, I live in a cul-de-sac, and the rug went flying, and my two linear neighbors that are all so cute walking their dogs with their little perfect lives see this crazy person chasing a purple rug, throwing it in the car and running up to who knows where I'm going, you know, place like this. I'm thinking to myself, like, oh my God, this is like surreal. So surreal. Anyway, I guess I'll just ask you for a general message, because my questions always get me all nervous.
One moment. And say your first name, sweetheart.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
Well, the second that you said crazy neighbor, I actually had your message. And because they were showing me Van Gogh and how a lot of people considered him to be crazy, and he was in linear terminology from a linear perspective. So it's quite interesting that you're referring to your neighbors and having the thought of how they perceive you. And so you have an opportunity to knock it out of the park at this time. In other words, what you're bringing up, what you're manifesting in the like illusionary world is something that's to be conquered and solved. And that has to do with the perception of self, the fear of self, that thinking that people are going to think you're crazy. It has to do with how you define self. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
In other words, somewhere along the line, it dawned on you that you were different, that you thought differently, that you felt differently. And so at this point, part of what you're doing in this resurrection of truth is by, what would be the right word? Kim, say your name one more time.
Kim.
Is providing yourself an alternate alternative. In other words, instead of having this label crazy, to have the label of, intuitive, wise, triumphant. I mean, they're giving like this whole adjective list. I can go down the line. But it has to do with releasing some of the relics. Like I literally see you in an attic and like you're taking out all these objects out of the attic that you have been storing, and they all basically represent memories. And so at this time, what you're doing is you're literally, you've been doing a good job. So whatever you're doing, please continue in doing it, because you're literally bringing things up one by one by one, so that what you're going to experience, I'm just going to warn you right now, what you're going to experience in the linear is probably going to, gosh, for a better word, it may slightly trigger you. And the reason is because you're stirring the pot, and they're saying, please take ownership of this with delight. Like, in other words, instead of fearing it, instead of doubting it, well, I think I'll just stay under my covers then, to recognize that you are literally importing this information instead of sitting in your subconscious. What you have done is you've made a bid for power. And so what is then occurring is step by step, you have agreed to, you have signed up, you have raised your hand like Olympics, like, okay, I'm ready to work through some of this material for the purposes of releasing, for the purpose, like literally going through your archives. Need this, don't need this, let's get rid of this. And it has to do with your promotion. It has to do with you have kind of, to put it in English, it's like you've checked yourself out and you're like, yeah, I can handle this. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. And so what you're doing is bringing stuff up for review, bringing things up from the past to give you opportunity for cleansing. And here's the important part. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
To like relabel it. Like what I'm looking at is my file cabinet. And you know, when you put your little labels like for each little file, and I literally see me like giving them new names. You know, it's sort of like you look at the organization of stuff, and it's sort of like, what was I thinking when I did all that? Like, I don't need to this, and all this can go into one category. Like, you just kind of rename everything. That's literally what you're doing. So they're saying to remember that life's a dance. And that you're the dance partner. In other words, there's truly, I'm going to tell you right now, there's truly nothing to fear. Everything is working out for your best and highest good. There's a high degree of, I'm going to say like added protection on your affairs right now, because it's almost like you're in like a more difficult level or something, that because, here's what I want to say to you. There's grace. And there's grace in your life because you have like voluntarily agreed to work through some of this material. It's just going to come and come and come and come. But it again, so that you have like total freedom and capacity to work this stuff out, to clear it. And again, neighbors think nothing of you. Of course, you understand. It's how you think of yourself. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
You're being offered a new opportunity. You're being offered a new voice. So begin to open up like the heart space in terms of your capacity to receive that new information, that new vibe. Like you said, purple, and it's like, oh gosh, of course she's got purple because her crown chakra's open. So she's gonna gravitate to purple. So in other words, there are tons of clues in this little dream story that show your strength, that show that you're someone to be admired, that show that you're someone to look up to. And so that is the gift that keeps on giving in terms of, they're literally handing you like a new pair of spectacles. So it's sort of like, here, honey, like try these on. And when you put them on, you really see yourself accurately. Like you literally have been, I can promise you this, you literally have been looking at yourself in a mirror. Like those mirrors they have like in fun houses where, you know, you look one way, but that's not what you see in the mirror. And so spirit is helping you systematically to make some corrections. So here's the thing. I mean, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to have goofy stuff happening now. And so when you recognize it, it's like, okay, wait a minute, spirit's helping me heal something. And it's as simple as that. And the second you say, and you acknowledge that and say your name again,
Kim.
The second you acknowledge that, it's almost like a fairy godmother energy is going to present and show you the way. Your job is to remember the process. Because the second you remember the process, you're already halfway out of the woods, because by you remembering your truth, you remembering where you're going, that you've activated all of this, like energies just basically almost like fall off you. So it's for you to get your balance. It's a little bit like, I don't know if you saw Officer and a Gentleman like 100 years ago, but I think that's the movie. Anyway, these fighter pilots, they're like put into water, because what if they get shot down? They go down. And they have to like get their orientation and figure out which way is up to get up. And that's the whole object. And that's a little bit like what I'm looking at with you in terms of like when it first happens, you're going to go, not in crisis mode, but you're going to go into automatic. And the old song, the old tape's going to be doing its thing. Your job is to, again, just like in that procedure, is take that holy breath, stop for a moment and say, wait a minute, I know what this is all about, and then start moving up into the light. Does that make sense?
You just described everything coming through now, and so like when you say more is coming, it's like it's already happened.
It's
been my whole life, but even more so since I've been coming here.
It's definitely going to be more so, because you've got the energy supporting you.
I do have one thing I want to say.
Sure.
When I come here, sometimes, you know, my message may be a little, like, sound like I'm in a more vulnerable place. Say, I'm not that aligned when I come here sometimes, or maybe I took a step back. I've been approached a few times about that I need one of these ceremonies, and it doesn't feel right to me, and this person keeps coming up to me when they hear my message and says, like, you know, pointing me out, and I want to know what the masters have to say about that, because my life feels like a ceremony every single day. Like I've gone through a lot,